Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning, everyone, and happy St. Patrick's Day. And we may be seeing how Mayor Bill de Blasio is a little green today. Not green as in Irish, but green as in inexperienced. He seems to be alienating some in Irish New York in his first months in office, and not always in ways he set out to do as matters of policy. Neil O'Dowd is the longtime editor and publisher of the Irish Voice newspaper and Irish America magazine, also publisher of the website irishcentral.com, and he joins me now. Hi, Neil. It's been a while. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much, Brian. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You're quoted in the New York Times today saying you can't remember a mayor starting off on such a bad foot. And to be clear, you are not talking primarily about the mayor's decision not to march in the main St. Patrick's Day parade because of their exclusion of LGBT groups, right?
No, part of it is the parade. Part of it is the carriage horses. Part of it is the failure to march in Rockaway. So there's four or five different elements that reveal an inexperience and potentially troublesome relationship with the Irish. But I think he did try and put things together this morning at a breakfast at Gracie Mansion, where Irish community leaders met him and spoke to him, and he was very warm and gracious at that breakfast. So we're hoping that he would have learned from the experience, and hopefully things can go on. But as regards the parade, Brian, the issue was he just jumped right into it. And if you look at his example as against the mayor in Boston, who did a tremendous job bringing the two sides together and trying to work out a compromise that would work for the betterment of everybody. That didn't happen in the de Blasio case. He just jumped in and created, a terrible stereotype of the Irish as homophobes as a result of the intervention, in terms of the fact that the parade committee, which is very narrow and conservative and rigid, really does not represent the Irish American community. And I think that got lost in that dispute.
Listeners, if you are Irish or Irish American today, what is your message to the world on St. Patrick's Day? And what is your message to the mayor, if you have one? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, a St. Patrick's Day call-in for the Irish and Irish Americans in the sound of my voice, hearing the sound of my voice. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, with Neil O'Dowd from the Irish Voice, Irish America magazine, and the website irishcentral.com. But do you really think, Neil, that there was any compromise to be had? Is it still the ancient order of Hibernians who runs the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York?
No, actually, it's not. They stepped aside when a lot of legal issues were raised about their participation. It's a group called the New York City Parade, St. Patrick's Parade Committee. And I agree, it's a tough one. But when you see what was achieved in Boston, which very nearly came to a proper conclusion and probably will in the next year, I think it would have been worth it. There is goodwill on both sides to sort this issue out once and for all. And I think the mayor's very quick intervention exacerbated the situation. I think Mayor Bloomberg made this point in an interview on, I think, CNBC recently, where just immediately throwing down the gauntlet was probably not the smartest thing to do in terms of trying to resolve this in a city where there are ethnic and gender issues all the time being raised.
But isn't de Blasio just being consistent as public advocate, as a city council member? He never marched in this parade because of the exclusion. I think he's pretty clear in saying this narrow group that organizes the parade doesn't represent Irish Catholics in America or the Irish in general in New York of whatever religion, but only represents, their narrow particular little interests. And so he's not tarring all Irish Americans with this brush.
Well, I think the Irish Americans feel that he was, and that the parade has now become the dominant issue this St. Patrick's Day, instead of many of the great cultural and historical traditions that this country bears from the Irish. And I think from that point of view, it would have been worth his while as mayor to try and reach out to the community. It happened in the midst of a couple of other things. One, the horse and carriage issue in Central Park, where about 70% of the drivers are Irish. And they became extremely upset when the mayor made it a priority to try and basically put them out of work.
Do you see that as an ethnic issue as opposed to simply a question of right or wrong about animal rights versus jobs?
Well, I think if you look at everything in the round, Brian, I think that's the key thing. The decision not to march in the Rockaway Parade because he mixed it up with a Staten Island parade that had prevented gays marching was just bad stuff.
But wait, to be clear, before we go back to the horses, you're talking about different St. Patrick's Day parades now, right? So he didn't march in the one in the Rockaways out of an error of perception
error, yes.
That they also exclude LGBT groups from marching as groups?
Yeah, which they do not. It was a parade in Staten Island, and in fairness, his staff did apologize for that. And
do you know who made that mistake? Was it the mayor himself or anybody whose name you can name?
I can't name anyone who made that mistake, but certainly I know from being down in the Rockaways where they're still suffering from Hurricane Sandy after effect, the issue of gays in the parade is the first thing from their mind as an area that they wanted to get into.
And certainly a mayor in 2014 wants to support the Rockaways, considering how they're still reeling from Sandy in any way that he can,
symbolically.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I just think it was a sequence of events, and I think the article in the Times catches it. Nobody thinks it was deliberate, but it did. He is a new mayor, and he's obviously having trouble finding his feet with our particular community. And I think there's a sense that today he certainly came back into the picture and gave a very gracious speech at Gracie Mansion welcoming the Irish Prime Minister. So I think things will get better from here, but there's no question that there is a lot of resentment in the community about how he started off with them.
Susan in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hello, Susan.
Well, good morning. My last name is Kelly, and I'm Irish-American, but I'm not Irish-Irish. And I just wish the American-Irish would grow up and get past Irish hypocrisy and Irish bias. My Aunt Mimi, who was off the boat Irish, used to refer to the St. Patrick's Day Parade as a parade for amateur Irish. And I feel the same way. I'm proud of de Blasio. I voted for him. I think that saying that people can march in the parade, but they can't carry a sign saying who they are, is ridiculous. And I'm glad he's standing up to that.
I don't think there's any dispute. I think that the point we're trying to make, that I'm trying to make, is that the Irish community is not the small group, narrow group that runs the parade. And that, unfortunately, what de Blasio did stereotyped the entire community, Susan, as being people who were homophobic and everything. That is not the community that I know. And I think it was unfortunate that the mayor, as his first act with the Irish community, you know, sort of tarred everyone with the same brush, that the community did not want gays marching the parade. We have editorialized in our publications in favor of the LGBT people marching in the parade. I think if you took an opinion poll, and particularly given Pope Francis and his intervention in terms of saying who am I to judge, it was a great year that gays should have been allowed to march. I think it could have happened with the proper negotiation, as it almost did in Boston. And I think that de Blasio would have been well advised to take counsel on it before he rushed into it.
Joe in Highland Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. My question is for your guest. It seems to me that it's kind of passing the buck. I mean, if the constituency of the people that are choosing, you know, who gets to do what in the parade can't sway them to change this bigoted notion, why is it on the lap of Bill de Blasio to do so?
Well, I think if you look at Marty Walsh in Boston, where he took it on as an issue that was plaguing the Irish community for many years. Obviously, Marty Walsh is Irish-American and it's closer to his heart. But he did a fantastic job in putting the sides together. And I think there's a general realization. In fact, Walsh is quoted in the Boston Globe saying this will definitely happen in his first term as mayor. And I think that sort of cooperative approach would have been very good. I think something, though, interesting has happened, Brian, which we haven't referred to, and that the economic boycott of the parade is going to prove to be the most important thing arising out of this year's episode.
Because it's not Mayor de Blasio. Maybe the real headline should be, I mean, it is Mayor de Blasio, but the economics of it are coming from the private sector. And I see as many references online today to Guinness boycotting the parade as I do to Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, and I think Guinness have taken a very courageous step here where they've said, we're not marching this, we're not going to be part of the sponsorship of this parade, even though Guinness and Irish is absolutely identical in terms of most people's minds. And they said, we want to help with the settlement. Heineken have pulled out. In Boston, Sam Adams Beer pulled out. Gillette pulled out. And I think that's the real story here, that this parade will, unless it changes its tactics, unless it changes its policies, it's the economic boycott that will bring it to change rather than anything else, I think.
Can you make dark beer green?
If you really, really have to, yeah.
Jerry in Long Beach, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning, Brian. Proud Irishman. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone out there.
And to you.
Today, everybody is Irish, and I mean everybody. But as far as the mayor, the mayor has to mature. In every group, there are subsets that are against change. The Irish are no different than anybody else. I'd be interested to know what the mayor's going to do this September when they have the West Indian Day Parade, because I don't know if you're aware of it or not. I'm very familiar with West Indian culture. Some of those cultures are rabidly anti-gay. So it'll be interesting to see if the mayor takes the same approach with that group.
Well, I don't know. It's not about culture in either case. I think the mayor would assert, and I would assert, it's what the individual event allows. Are there subsets of Irish who are anti-gay? Yes. Are there subsets of people in some Caribbean communities who are anti-gay? Yes. Does the big Irish event on St. Patrick's Day, the parade down Fifth Avenue, allow gays and lesbians to march under their own banners? No. Is anybody excluded from the West Indian Day Parade? Not to my knowledge. But
yeah,
Neil,
Brian, that's a very good point, because Sheila Langan of our staff looked at every other parade in New York, and the St. Patrick's Parade is the only one that the West Indian, the Indian, the Chinese, they all managed accommodation. Most interestingly, the Israeli Day Parade, which it took 11 years to work it all out, but they did. And I think they are very good examples of how this thing can be done.
And Israel allowed gays in the military long before the United States. Patrick in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Patrick, are you there?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Now we got you.
Yes, okay. So, yes, I was very curious. I understand the gentleman mentions about carriage horse. In regard to the mayor. How in God's earth does that have anything to do with Irish New Yorkers, Irish Americans? Just the fact that a few of the drivers or some of the drivers happen to be Irish, I mean, for him to throw that into this mix here is very telling, and I'd like to see how much of a monetary contribution their organization has given to his newspaper that he's actually now spewing this and throwing this into the mix.
Well, let's not make this about corruption. I mean, you know, I've been reading Neil O'Dowd's publications for a long enough time to know that, to at least be confident that it's not about that for him. But, Neil, get back to the question of why a question of economy and people's jobs, as the caller raises, and as we started to discuss before, but we didn't get to finish it, why something that's a question of jobs for the drivers versus the rights of the animals and the debate about how they're treated, why does this become an ethnic issue?
Because so many of the drivers are Irish, and it's historically an Irish business. It's a bit like looking at the construction business. If you go after the horse and carriage drivers, you're going after a lot of people in the Irish-American community who have their livelihood tied up on the horse and carriage business in Central Park. I think about 70 to 75% of the drivers are Irish-born or Irish-American. And there's histories of families going back 2-3 generations. So it became a big issue in the Irish community, and it got tied in with the other issues that de Blasio was dealing with. So from that point of view, and I'm completely with you, I have not taken a dime at any point from anyone in the horse and carriage industry. What we have reported is the real human loss that these people feel. As you know, the Irish and horses have a tremendous sense of empathy with horses, and over the generations, what hurts them the most is the idea that they're mistreating the horses. And certainly Liam Neeson and other people agree with them that this would be a disastrous thing to do.
All right.
Even Malachy McCourt agrees on that, by the way.
Malachy McCourt, the legendary progressive, is taking the side of the drivers over the horses' supposed rights and safety. I'm not going to take a side one way or another on that.
Yes, he is.
All right. And there we leave it with Neil O'Dowd, publisher of IrishCentral.com, also founded Irish America magazine and the Irish Voice newspaper, and former chairman of the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform. By the way, de Blasio is good on immigration reform as far as the Irish are concerned, right?
Yes, in fact, he spoke very eloquently about it this morning, and certainly that's an issue that he'll find a lot of common ground with Irish Americans.
Neil, thanks a lot.
Thank you.